Today is November 10th, 2019. My name is Kristen Penny, or Chris, and I'm interviewing Scott Fredericks at, I'm in Huntington, West Virginia. He's located in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we're doing this interview over the phone. It's for my first year seminar class at Marshall University, and our class has been focusing on the themes of critical thinking, the power and value of asking well-crafted questions, storytelling, and the stories we tell in response to those well-crafted questions. Frank Sesno's book, Ask More, has served as inspiration for this interview, and this interview will be focused on the theme of chapter 7 in his book, which is about creativity questions. So, Scott, thank you for agreeing to be interviewed today.
Thanks for having me.
I'd like to start with a little bit of background for the audience. So can you tell me about what you've done this year, more specifically with college and or career-wise?
Sure. Well, 2 years ago, I moved out here to Las Vegas in order to complete a master's degree in physics. And then this year, in the summer, I finished that. So the research I was doing was in crystallography, which is basically just material science. Now that that's done, I want to try and branch into a career in software development. And recently I got a job as a entry-level IT person, so hopefully I'll be able to use that as a platform to kind of go further into software.
All right. Well, that's all really exciting, and I'm happy for you getting this new job. I know we talked about it recently. How do you feel about where you're currently at in life?
Overall, pretty good, I think. I'm a little bit behind where I'd like to be, but I think the steps I've taken were more or less necessary to figure out how I actually felt about them. Something I've kind of noticed is that there's a big difference between having an interest in something and doing that thing as a career. But the problem is that you can't know what having a career in something is actually like until you've tried it out or you've spent a lot of time with somebody who's in that career. So I think doing a master's degree showed me what having a career in physics should actually be like. And I don't think it's for me, but I don't regret going as far as I did. So, yeah, overall, I think I'm at a decent spot.
Okay, well, thank you for answering that. And now that we have an understanding of where you're currently at in life, I want to invite you to answer some questions that may be outside the scope of reality. They're creative, but will also allow us to explore some of your thoughts and more futuristic ideas. And if you're willing to play along, I'd like to ask you to close your eyes and imagine yourself all the way to the future in retirement. So can you describe some of your surroundings and where you see yourself in that setting?
For some reason, it's kind of more specific than maybe general, but I see myself, like, outside, maybe on the back porch of a house, probably with a lot of trees, so somewhere in the U.S., maybe, like, a temperate climate, just somewhere where the outdoors actually seems more accessible, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, ideally married and spending time with that person.
So that was actually part of my next question was, you know, who do you see yourself with, or were you alone in this scenario? And it's interesting, yeah, that how we think about our futures and how we actually picture them when we let ourselves do that.
Yeah.
All right, so now we've got your ideal retirement, beautiful setting, backyard, you're married, you got a nice house, and I want to move a little bit closer in time from that. So where do you see yourself, or what do you see yourself doing 5 years before your retirement? Or in other words, during the last 5 years of your working career?
Really not sure what the job itself would be, but I think ideally I would be focusing more on large idea things. On being the person who comes up with ideas and kind of puts things into a new framework rather than being somebody just who implements things. The reason I'm a little bit vague with that is because I think I've already decided I don't want to be a professor, but I still see myself in a similar kind kind of role where the bulk of the work is in finding these new ideas and exploring them at a more abstract level. I guess whatever that position is, or even if it's not a position, if it's an entrepreneurial kind of thing, then yeah, I think it would be more, I don't know, I see it as a kind of free-form future, and I don't know, I don't see a lot of specific details, but maybe that's part of it. Maybe there's always going to be a lot of different things on my plate, and hopefully by that time I'll kind of have it figured out better how to manage those things and actually make something out of them. So, yeah, kind of a vague, but established as being vague future, if that makes sense.
All right, well, let's see if we can break that down a little bit more with some of these questions. So in this scenario, right, where anything is possible, what accomplishments are you most proud of imagining yourself towards the end of your career?
Probably a Nobel Prize in Physics, which not going into professorship might make that more difficult. Do you want me to elaborate on that, or should I approach that?
Is that something that you would be proud of or you would like to do in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. The reason I got into physics in the first place was that I just enjoy thinking about the theory behind it, and I've always wanted to develop that, kind of develop my own thoughts on it into a more complete theory. And yeah, that's something I've always kind of put a little bit of my identity in, and I think being able to pursue it at that level would give me a lot of fulfillment too.
Well, that's really cool. I don't know if I ever knew that about you all the time we've spent together. Out of curiosity, elaborating on that, what do you feel like that acknowledgement or that award would be in response to? Is it something that you want to do that's focused on helping people, or more focused on an engineering or kind of creative aspect of your own?
Well, honestly, it's really just the creative aspect. A lot of people do care about the more practical applications of physics and science in general. It's not that I don't care about those things, it's just that that's never been the motivation for me to study it. For me, I just see a lot of value in being able to think about those things. And then just by sitting in your office and thinking about it and reasoning through it and having some creativity too, you can actually figure out the truth, and you can actually quantify it more and more. And that's kind of an intuition I've had, especially over the past few years, more and more. And just to actually see some fruit from that, you know, to realize I was on the right track, and maybe to help other people study physics more clearly and with a better viewpoint, I think that would be a lot of... maybe not just validation, but okay, yeah, validation to let me know that I was on the right track and that was something useful and meaningful. And that I wasn't completely crazy for thinking any particular ideas about physics.
Well, knowing kind of where you see yourself in the future now, or at least in this fictional reality that we're going to explore, right? What would you do next in life if you knew that you could not fail? You can take your time with this. I know it's kind of a big question.
Yeah. I guess there's a few different options. One would just be standard physics route, so go for a PhD. If I knew I could get a professorship immediately after that, I think that option would look a lot better. But I'm still not completely sure, just because I don't know if... Well, okay. So, if it's the ideal situation, that professorship would be something I would enjoy, because I would be able to focus on the work that I wanted to. So, there's a good chance I would do that. On the other hand, I'd also enjoy the freedom of... maybe starting my own software company or developing a product... Something that would allow me to have a bit more of passive income and a less fixed schedule, so that I can focus on the other things that I do enjoy, like physics, like learning about software, learning about different things in general. I think I would either decide to go the physics professorship PhD route, or I would do something more entrepreneurial, probably with software.
And what do you think would be the deciding factor if you had to pick between those two now?
Hard choice. I think that getting a better picture of what it's like to be a professor would help. One problem is that I've never talked to many professors who actually study theory. I've talked to a lot of professors in other branches, but there's just kind of a different focus on what they do and what the expectations are. So if I could talk to more people who do study theoretical physics and see what their experience has been like, that would probably help. I think I would be content with the software route, but I would always be worried about not being able to go back and really focus on doing research.
Okay. So kind of similarly to the last question about what you would do if you couldn't fail, would you choose to do the same thing if money was no longer a factor in life? So, for example, let's say you won the lottery, and it's enough money that you never technically have to work another day in your life. In that scenario, what would you do next?
I think I would just learn about different things until I was completely content on choosing some project to work on. So I tend to get distracted by a lot of different potential projects and a lot of interesting things that I'm not really an expert in, but that I could see myself working on eventually. I think I would just spend my time working on those projects that I've been distracted from, because a lot of the time money has been a consideration, so I've been more focused on either getting a job or working the job I have rather than these side projects. So I think just finishing one or two of those would help me a better idea of which ones to pursue in the future. So I see myself working on just different random projects, learning from those and then putting it all together to find more and more unique projects to work on.
So based on all the questions that I've asked you in this interview and on your answers, kind of working backwards from where you see yourself in the future, does that change any of your plans now, or do you think you're going to stay on course with where you're at?
I think I'm more or less going to stay on course. The plan right now is to, keep my current job, try and learn more programming knowledge and background, and then try and get into a decently better job. But I don't want to just continue on the path of trying to find better and better jobs within the field. I'd rather find a good enough one where I can focus on projects more than the job itself. So, I mean, that's basically been my plan for the past year or so.
Well, I'm excited, personally, to see what you're going to do in the future. You're a very talented individual, and I hope you get some time to work on some of those projects that you're interested in along the way.
Thank you.
So I've got a couple last follow-up questions, tying this kind of back into the focus of our class. Our first-year seminar class is focused specifically on critical thinking. What is an example of critical thinking in your line of work or in your life? And try to be as specific as possible.
Okay. So the first thing that comes to mind for me is physics. And I think more than anything else would be theoretical physics. That's a pretty big field within itself. But there are a few themes that kind of emerge when you study it long enough. So I think for me, the biggest one there is unification. And I'll try and explain that. So okay. When you study different phenomena in physics, the goal at first is to try and find a consistent description of how those phenomena work. So if you have a magnet, then you want to find some set of equations to show how those work. And if you have a rock flying through the air, for example, then you want to find some equations to show how those work. Mm-hmm. But as you study more and more phenomena, you find patterns between them, and you start to realize, okay, these are actually different instances of the same fundamental things. And so the deeper you go, the more things you study, the fewer kinds of things you find that can actually happen. So physicists have got it down to four different forces that basically everything else is just an example of. So you have particles, they obey those forces, and then everything else is just emergent phenomena based on that. Right? So this idea of unification has been a good guiding factor, but it's not exactly objectively apparent that that should be a guiding factor going forward. And I think it's kind of subjective to say that it is. I mean, my inclination is absolutely, yes, you should try and make things simpler and simpler. Because I think there's something fundamental in nature that said things should be not exactly logical, but have some kind of structure that makes sense, that is possible to be understood. And that's, I have that instinct from studying and from looking at these things altogether. So I guess the critical thinking part of that is not something that's done exactly one step at a time. It's not like first order logic where you realize this one thing and that implies another thing and that implies another thing. It's more about the overall structure, right? Based on everything you know, what should be true? And then from there, that's when you start asking specific questions. Like, can we prove whether this thing is true or not? And can we move forward with a certain theory or idea? So that's the kind of thinking that you have to do in physics. I don't know if that's necessarily critical thinking as most people would think of it. But that's the kind of thinking that interests me, at least. And I think it's maybe underrated in general.
Thanks for explaining that. I think it's kind of a nice, fresh perspective to take a look at things from that angle, and a very logical one, which is interesting to hear as well. Is there anything you'd like to add that I haven't asked you?
Not really any questions that maybe you can ask. I think there's not a lot I can do to really build my understanding at this point in my life. I just have to kind of live through it and talk to more people who have experienced more. So I hope some other people you've interviewed will have more clear answers about these things and kind of have a better idea where they're going, and that people listening to the interviews will be able to see the difference between somebody with more experience and somebody with less. Because I hope that I get that experience and I'm more certain about these things later on.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you so much, Scott, for doing this interview today. And I hope to follow up with you soon on how all of this goes.
Sounds good. Thanks for the interview.
Bye.